It's day two of Targa Tasmania. And from Targa, Gordon Lomas. Morning, Gordon.
Good morning.
Okay, so we had stage one yesterday in the Georgetown area. So we got defending champion Eddie Maguire and Zach Brakey in the Dodge Viper with the overall lead at the moment.
Yeah, they are. They had a pretty good end to the day, but they certainly had some issues along the way, as did a lot of competitors on the Georgetown stage. The road was very greasy. There was a lot of oil and gravel on the road, and Eddie Maguire had a massive moment on the corner that where Jason and John White struck the rear of the Viper on a curb and did a lot of damage to their Viper.
That's the White's Viper? Yeah.
Yeah, so they ended up tumbling down the order because of that. They had to limp to the line. They broke an upright on the right rear of the car and did quite a lot of damage. And they tumbled down the order. They're about 3 minutes 17 seconds off the lead now. They're certainly not out of it, but it's just it's an unfortunate way to end their campaign, to start their campaign.
Yeah. All right. So stage two today. So we're up in the around the Sheffield area.
Yeah, the lunch stops at Sheffield, so it's all sort of northwest of Launceston. The first of the stages today is High Plains. Now, the first competition car gets underway at about 11 minutes past 9, and then we've got a further 5 stages after that. While it's not raining at the moment, there is a 100% chance of rain at some stage.
Yeah.
So it's certainly going to throw a mix into the competition.
All right, so High Plains, then Moriarty, Paluna, Nook, Mount Roland, Paradise, and then back to Launceston for... You got Targa Fest actually on there today.
Yeah, absolutely. We had Targa Expo on at the Silver Dome last night, and there was a massive amount of people turned up for that. And again, we expect another big crowd at Targa Fest back there this afternoon.
Right. So road closures and all that via the Targa website, targa.com.au. How many cars have we got competing this year, Gordon?
Look, there's just under, including the non-competitive tour groups, there's just under 500 cars.
Wow. All right. And it all finishes up down at Hobart, next week?
So yeah, on Sunday afternoon.
This Sunday, yeah.
We've got the official Bosch Motorsport finish at Princess Wharf 1 on Sunday afternoon.
Fantastic. All right, mate, thanks for that. Very nice to chat again about Targa. Great to have it back in full steam. Just before you go, tell us about the speed limits with the cars this year. It's a 200K limit, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the outright competitors are restricted to 200 kilometres an hour, they're heavily penalised if they go under that. So most cars have got restrictors in them now.
Yeah.
So that's a byproduct of all the tribunal that was handed down in September last year. So the trophy classes, the lower classes, they've always been restricted. They're restricted to a maximum of 130 kilometres an hour.
Right. Okay, mate, have a good day. But hope you don't get too much rain. And we might check in with you again tomorrow morning, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Gordon Lomas from Targa. All the info on road closures again, targa.com.au.